question came up about homosexuality. And one of the points some people try to make is the fact that Jesus never condemned homosexuality. They'll look through the New Testament and they'll say, he never said anything. In fact, they'll point to the Apostle Paul and say that he was very hard on homosexuals. In fact, one of the past BT dailies, we talked about several sections in Romans and in 1 Corinthians, some of Paul's writings, where he condemns the act of homosexuality. Now, is this true? Is it really true that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality? It's not true. It is not true. There is a basic misunderstanding that many people have. They forget what the Bible actually says. If you were to go back to the book of Leviticus, it shows very clearly some interesting insight into this behavior. In Leviticus 18, verse 22, the Bible says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Now, we read that, and people will say, well, that's Old Covenant, that's Old Testament, that doesn't apply to us today. Well, is that true? Well, a couple of pages over, it says in verse 13 of chapter 20, "If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination." Now, if you were to check this out, you'd see very clearly who's actually doing the talking. It's not Moses. It's not any man, but it's the Lord. If you look at the beginning of chapter 18, the beginning of chapter 19, the Lord spoke. And so very clearly, who is it? It's the Lord. Now here's the question. Who is the Lord? And that's the vital question that everyone has to answer when it comes to what the Bible says and whether or not Jesus said anything about homosexuality. You know where we find the key? The key is found over in 1 Corinthians. If you look at 1 Corinthians, it is very clear who the Lord is. 1 Corinthians 10:4. It says very clearly, the Lord that spoke to Moses. Notice what the Apostle Paul says under inspiration. He says, "I don't want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud." Verse 2 of chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians. "All were baptized into Moses and passed through the sea." Now we know that story of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Well, who was the God that was with the Israelites at that time? Who was the God, the Lord, that spoke to Moses, that spoke to the people? Well, it says in verse 4, "All drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ." So you see what the Bible says is the God of the Old Testament is the one who became Jesus Christ. So the Lord that spoke homosexuality is an abomination in the Old Testament was not some mean old God that was different than Jesus Christ. It was the one who became Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:8 is so clear. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you fast forward to the end of the book, go to the book of Revelation, Revelation 22, verse 14. It says, "Blessed are those who do His commandments. They have a right to the tree of life." They have a right to eternal life. But verse 15 says, "Outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexually immoral, and murderers and idolaters." So Christ is consistent. The Bible is consistent. God loves the sinners, but He hates the sin. And that's the problem. So He calls all to repentance. He doesn't wish that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. That's God's hope for all of us. So Jesus Christ is consistent. Jesus Christ did speak clearly, not only about homosexuality, but He talked about lying and murdering. Look at the Big Ten. They are so clear. And so never forget that. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.